This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we continue our study based upon Jeremiah 31, verse 34, which says, "And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more." Already in the series of studies on this passage, we have noted that remembering and forgetting applies to men as well as to God. We forget and we remember. We forget such things as each other's names, other people, our classmates in school. We forget very technical things we've studied. We forget our promises, our vows. We forget sometimes those we love. We sometimes forget God. We forget the poor and the downtrodden. And sometimes we remember things we ought not to remember. We remember wrongs others have done us. We remember the praise that we thought we ought to get, but we didn't get. We remember what is due us, and not perhaps what we should give to others. We remember the pleasures of the world and long for them, and on it may go. Then we turned our attention to the fact that God forgets. God does not forget, and He does forget. He does not forget the universe. He does not forget His creatures. He does not forget His children. He does not forget the suffering, the sorrowing, and the perplexed. He does not forget the lost. He does not forget the good we do. And now to the point that we've come in our study, we remind you of the fact that God does not forget the evil that we do. You know, it may have been 50 years ago that you committed a sin, but if you have not been born again, if you've not been baptized into Christ to be saved by the blood of Christ, that sin is still against you. And even if you're a child of God and you have fallen into sin and you've not repented of it and confessed that sin to God and made things right, then God still remembers that sin against you. In Romans chapter 11 and verse 22, the Apostle Paul said, "Behold then the goodness and the severity of God." You see, it is not the case that God is only good. God is also perfectly just. He is severe against sin. God loves the sinner, but He cannot tolerate our sin. And Paul goes on to make clear in that Romans 11 passage that God's goodness is manifested toward those who live in submission to His will, but His severity toward those who live in rebellion. And there is much the same thought found in Deuteronomy 11, verse 26 to 28 in the Old Testament, where God, through Moses, says to Israel, "I set before you this day a blessing and a curse." You see, that's all that's before any and every one of us today, even, a blessing and a curse. And each one of us has the obligation, we have the opportunity, of deciding which way we want to decide. But if you decide to live in rebellion against God, you have chosen the way that shall end up in a curse. It is only if you decide to live the way of obedience to God that your life will end in a great blessing. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, the Apostle Paul makes clear, among other things, that we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account for the deeds done in the body, whether those deeds be good or evil. So you see, God does not forget the evil that we do so long as we have not obeyed Him, so long as we've not been saved by the blood of Christ. Now, there yet remains for us to raise the question, what does God forget? He forgets only one thing, our sin. Isaiah 1 and 18, "Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow." Revelation 7, 14, "Our robes are washed white in the blood of the Lamb." My friends, it is so very important for you to remember that your sins can be forgiven only by the blood of Christ, and those sins will be forgiven by His blood only when you, through faith and penitence, obey Him in being baptized into Christ, or as an erring child of God to come back home in penitence. When will God forgive us then? Only when in faith, repentance, and love we obey Him. He is the author of eternal salvation to those that obey Him. Hebrews 5, 8, and 9. Why does He save us? Because He loves us. John 3, 16. And because the power of the blood of Christ has the power to save us. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. Our time's gone for today. Please do be back with us next time. Until then, may God bless and keep you, is my sincere prayer.